I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Nuclear testing during the Cold War sent radioactive fallout far away from test sites. In a Senate hearing yesterday, politicians moved to expand who can be compensated by the government for getting sick after exposure to that fallout. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
The tests mostly happened in Nevada, but winds sent radioactive materials far and wide. Idaho Senator Mike Crapo said one test in 1952 was especially memorable to his constituents.
Idahoans that I've spoken to in Emmett and elsewhere have shared their memories of waking to find their pastures and orchards covered with a fine gray-white dust that seemingly appeared out of nowhere. It looked like frost, yet it was not cold to touch.
Crapo is one of the senators sponsoring a bill to amend the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act of 1990. Right now, it only compensates people who lived in Nevada, Utah, and Arizona at the time. The change would add people who lived in places like Idaho, Colorado, and Montana. It would also establish a grant program for further research into the health impacts of uranium mining. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
A wildfire in southern Colorado has burned nearly 2 square miles and forced hundreds of evacuations. San Luis Valley Emergency tweeted last night that an evacuation notice has been sent to nearly 400 phone numbers in the Forbes Park area east of Fort Garland. That's about 25 miles east of Alamosa. At last report, the fire was 0% contained. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.